So what will things be like when Mashiach comes? Much of it is shrouded in mystery, and we don't really know. But there are things which are clearly spoken about in Torah sources. Here's an example. The Medrash Rabbah tells us, Ad shelechata Adam Rishon, before the original sin of Adam and Chava, Hoya mazolos mahalchin derech tzara uvimihirus. The heavenly orbs were orbiting at tremendous speed, and they also had a shorter path. Mishachata, after the sin of Adam and Chava, Sibvan derech harucha uvimisinus. Hashem changed the pathway and also slowed down their velocity. What difference does that make? According to the Pirush HaMarzu, a huge amount of difference in the way things unfold here on planet Earth in real time. He says, Gidul HaPeres, that the development and maturation of vegetation has everything to do with the speed and velocity of the heavenly bodies. And he says, in the beginning of creation, Haya Eisim Peres Bechol Yom, trees would produce fresh fruit on a daily basis. The Medrash Rabbah in Perek Yud Beis tells us that when the world was first created, the Torah speaks about it in the beginning of the second chapter of Chumash Bereishis by telling us, Eila Toldes Hashamayim V'Haaretz. This is the story of heaven and earth at the time of their creation. The word Toldes is spelled out full with two vavs. The Medrash notes that there's only one other time in the entirety of Tanakh that Toldes is spelled with two vavs. And that's when we read about the birth of Peretz, the ancestor of Mashiach. The Medrash tells us that once Adam and Chava sinned, the world was diminished. However, Ad sheyovei ben Peretz, that change is temporary. And once the offspring, the progeny of Peretz, namely Mashiach comes, then Toldes, the story and the reality of creation, will be restored to its original greatness. The Rebbe says, not only will it be restored, but when Mashiach will come, things will be even better. Because we know that when Mashiach will come, not only will the effects of sin be erased, but the world will be a purer and a greater place than it ever was before. And so, we can look forward to extraordinary growth and development that will unfold, b'mheiro b'yameinu, with the coming of Mashiach in our time.